Someone asked me this week, what to do with the wine Motzei Shabbos this week in Shabbos Chazon, because once Shabbos is over, obviously the 9 days and all the halachas of the 9 days kick back into effect, and now that it's on Shabbos, what should one do? And the truth is that there are a variety of answers to this question and possibilities. Just as a quick background, the eating of meat, the not eating of meat, the not drinking of wine, is not an avel kind of iser, as avelim are allowed to eat meat and drink wine. And onein, a person who has experienced a loss in the moments before, the time before the gevura, then one has an iser of eating meat and drinking wine, but an avel is allowed to. So it comes from the end of the Gemara in the third paragraph of Abbasra, in which when people wanted to start mourning the Beis HaMikdash and didn't want to eat meat, they realized that if they were to start to cut out all of the things that one wouldn't do because of the Beis HaMikdash, that includes eating fruit because of Bikurim, drinking wine because of Pesach HaMayim, having flour because of the Karban Mincha, essentially you're not eating or drinking anything. So that would be Gzeirah She'Yochel Amu, but that's impossible. We're not going to go through our entire year, as much as we're mourning for the Beis HaMikdash, and not eat meat or drink wine or have fruit or have water or have flour. However, during the 9 days, during a period in which we are creating the emotion and understanding that we're in a serious period of avelos, of mourning and of sadness. Okay, so that for this week, plus we have these halachos. Because of that, we lift this restriction when it's the makom mitzvah. So what's makom mitzvah? So makom mitzvah could be Shabbos. Makom mitzvah, potentially, makom mitzvah is a siyum. I know siyum is a whole separate discussion, and how much one should take advantage of a siyum is its own topic. So today, I think we've a little bit blown out of proportion the idea of the siyum. A person has a siyum, they have a yard set, or something that falls down, every year they're making a siyum during the 9 days, and they're inviting a very small intimate group of family and friends. All right, that's definitely within the realm of accepted halacha. However, the idea that I'm gonna davka make a siyum so that I can meet and invite my entire neighborhood and the friend who I never talked to, didn't invite to my kid's wedding, and don't say good Shabbos to, hears that there's a siyum, comes on by, that is not within the purview of halacha. It's clear from the Shulchan Aruch that it should be a small group. Either way, that's makom mitzvah. So the question is, what to do with Havdalah? So the Aruch HaShulchan writes that within Havdalah, he writes that no, the minhag is that you should drink Chamar Medina. He feels that you should drink Chamar Medina, whatever would qualify as Chamar Medina, because he feels that the moment that we have kicked back in, so to speak, the 9 days, which is Motzei Shabbos, once the Motzei Shabbos comes around, so now you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to have wine. So therefore, you make it on something else. And that's what's quoted in the name of the Aruch HaShulchan. Shabrura, citing the Dogel Mirvava, writes that no, it is not as restrictive as everything else, and therefore one is able to drink wine. Halacha l'maisa, this is sort of how we paskin. The Moshe Feinstein of Shlomo Zalman say that one should have wine, one should have grape juice. Some suggest that it's brought down that maybe grape juice is better than wine, doesn't bring you as much as enjoyment than having a cup of wine, having a glass of wine. So then maybe grape juice would be preferred. The option that's brought down, the Shulchan Aruch, is maybe to give it to a tinok. So this is sort of, in certain ways, the best of both worlds. So according to our Moshe, Lechatzchila, and according to the name of the Pesukim Truvas as well, that you would be able to, Lechatzchila, give adults should drink the wine, because it's a mitzvah. Same reason that you're going to go to a siyum, you're going to meet at the siyum because it's a makom mitzvah. The same would apply to Motzei Shabbos. It's a makom mitzvah. In makom mitzvah, you can have wine. The Darkei Moshe quotes the name of the Maharil that even lechatzchila adult could drink it. Lechatzchila an adult could drink it. That's also quoted in the Pesukei Tshuvos, a number of other places. Now the other option. So one option, like Aruch HaShulchan, is not to have it at all. Have Chamar Medina. The other option, it's brought down in the name of the Mishabura and in Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman, is to have wine or grape juice. Maybe grape juice preferred over wine, but you can have one of those two. And the question is, who should drink it? So either the adult could drink it, and the Shulchan Aruch says, give it to a tinok. Why a tinok? Because the tinok, you can be yotzi the bracha while giving it to somebody else. And therefore, it's for the best of both worlds. I can make it on the wine, but I don't have to drink the wine. The problem is, what age tinok should this be? A small child, 2 or 3 years old, who doesn't understand the Churban Beis HaMikdash, doesn't say brachos, that doesn't work. That would be bracha levatala. A 10 or 11 year old kid, a 12 year old kid, who really understands Churban, who already isn't swimming during the 9 days, isn't doing their laundry. Okay, so that's, they understand Churban. and they're probably within the same world of as an adult. So then maybe the option is like a 6 or 7 year old child who understands brachos, but doesn't really grasp the full, you know, understanding, or at least, a good understanding of Churban Beis HaMikdash. But in lieu of a 6 or 7 year old, one should not run to Chamar Medina, because unless, except for the Aruch HaShulchan, if you view Makom Mitzvah, like Havdalah is a Makom Mitzvah, Chamar Medina doesn't help. Chamar Medina only helps when you don't have wine for this purpose. You don't have wine for Kiddush on a Friday night, and there's nothing else available. All right, so you can use Chamar Medina. But if I have wine available, and like the Mishnah Berurah, and like Ramosha, like Shlomo Zalman, I should drink it, then to run to Chamar Medina, because I don't have a kid around, it's not preferred, and really one should drink the wine himself, because the chatzila, it's a makom mitzvah, adult could even drink it, and if not, if there's no kid, then absolutely one should go ahead and drink the grape juice.